En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos, sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
All right, we are here at Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Still plenty of time to come on down, grab a Paula's Donut, some coffee. Got WGR swag, merch, whatever you want to call it there. Guess you can spin a wheel and walk home with something. You're going to get something. So come on down. And they need 25 Kia deals, okay, between now and soon. When is tomorrow? Now tomorrow. Halloween. 25 Kia deals between now and tomorrow. Halloween. That's right. So come on down and make this happen for me and for us, okay? 25 Kia deals here in 2025. Northtown Kia specializes in all credit situations, and Kia CPO vehicles are backed by a 10-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, starting from the original in-service date in 0 miles. Get peace of mind for every mile at Northtown Kia. Come on by. Say hi. Bills Chiefs, 4:25 p.m. In Orchard Park, Highmark Stadium, on CBS. We just heard from Tracy Wolfson. She'll be on the call with Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. And, of course, part of the CBS affiliate team in Rochester, WROC-TV, is our guy Thad Brown. He joins me now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Morning, man. If I had known there were donuts, I would have done this in person. You should have let me know when you asked.
Yeah, well, hey, there you go. I'll bring you a donut next time I see you to make sure. They're very, very good, Paula's Donuts. All right, so Bills, Chiefs, 4:25 p.m. Tracy just said something interesting. She said, given the fact that the Bills are in second place in their division and the Chiefs are in third place in their division, she said, I can make the argument that this is as big of a game, regular season game, and what's at stake than there has been in this era of Bills, Chiefs, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes football. Would you agree with that?
I would agree that there's an argument for it. I don't know how seriously I take. Now, look, I like the Chargers and Broncos, and I think the Patriots have been pretty good. So I don't want to dismiss their chances, but, you know, the New England's got to win a few more games against, maybe not a few, at least another game against a team that can walk and chew gum at the same time before I really, really look at them as a serious threat. They're a threat for sure. And the way the Chiefs have played lately, you almost feel like it's a matter of time before they're at the top of the division. The other part of this is, too, you know, even if they don't win the division, I don't – like the way the AFC breaks down right now, pretty much the wild card teams are going to be whoever doesn't win the division of Denver, Chargers, Chiefs, Bills, Patriots. So, you know, these two teams are probably going to the playoffs no matter what happens in this game. So I don't want to put too much emphasis on this. And then there's also the caveat that, you know, the last few times they played each other, the team that wins in the regular season loses to the other team in the playoffs. So there's already the historical precedent that – taking this regular season game and making it, you know, bigger than just another game probably doesn't make a lot of sense. So I don't really want to go there with it. You know, I think the other thing too is maybe not the more recent versions of this game, but there were a couple when the Bills were first ascending to where beating the Chiefs, and especially beating the Chiefs in Kansas City, meant something to where they were. So I think, you know, those games in terms of regular season importance were bigger than where we're at now, which, you know, that we've done this game so many darn times now that, you know, I was talking to some of the people in the office yesterday here in Rochester that, you know, a lot of the stories of this game we've done. You know, we've done the, you know, facing the Chiefs for the first time, what's it like to be in this game. When the Bills say this is just another game, it's a heck of a lot easier for me to believe them right now because of the number of times that we've done this before.
Thad Brown of the Western Hotline. Thad, I'm glad you're on because we just had breaking news coming from your neck of the woods. The Bills have announced a 3-year extension with St. John Fisher University just as we started talking.
Awesome. Yeah, this was expected. It's been talked about since the summertime. The thing with the Sean McDermott likes coming to Fisher. He likes having his team have that, you know, a couple weeks of bonding. He likes the setup. He likes the way it builds culture. And I think as long as Sean McDermott is pro that, then the Bills coming to Fisher is something that is going to be happening for a while. Since COVID, the two sides have been going on a 1-year agreement every year. Just, we're going to come back this year. They talk at the end of the season and sometime in February or March, they would agree to a new 1-year agreement. But like I said, over the summer, there was talk that a long-term extension was in the offing. To be honest, I might be a touch surprised that it was only 3 and not 5 years. But either way, this is another indication that the Bills want to be at Fisher. Obviously, Rochester loves to have them. I've told you before, and anyone who asks, I will tell you that in this city, having the Bills here, even for that two-week, two-and-a-half-week span, whatever it is a big source of pride around here. And for St. John Fisher, you know, not only is it a source of pride, but I'm sure it's an economic driver in a number of ways. So everybody on our end of the equation loves it, and we'll do it as often as the Bills want to do it. And clearly Sean McDermott wants to keep doing it. So this is going to be, even though it's only for 3 years, I think that the Bills will be doing camp at Fisher as long as Sean McDermott is the head coach.
Do you know what I'm really happy about? I'm really happy to go there, obviously. But honestly, like, there's been so much talk from fans who have who've had a belief, and I know that it's not an unfounded, like, I get it, that as soon as this new stadium is being built, there's no way they would do that. They would just have everything here, like all these other teams. And I know I've said, and you said, no, what you just said, they like going away. Like, don't be surprised, and there's not a lot of room here. This is going to at least squash all of that for the next few years. I like that part of it, too.
Yeah, for sure. And look, there's an understandable part of it that there is a significant allocation of resources to building that new stadium, and you want to make the most use of it as you can. So, you know, that was a very logical thought to the future of camp, you know, maybe 18, 24 months ago. But from what I've been hearing over the last year or so, and you know, this just confirms it, I don't think the camp plans are going to change for quite a while.
Thad Brown on the West Hur Hotline. All right, Thad. So Gabe Davis comes back to practice. He is no longer on practice squad injured. He's on the practice squad. I mean, after last week and Max Harrison just going bam, bam, bam and playing, I would give it a chance. Maybe you could see him this Sunday. A, do you think that's possible? And B, what do you think the impact could be if and when I think that Gabe Davis is going to play on the active roster at some point?
I don't think it'd be this Sunday. I don't think he'd be quite ready for that. It's been a long road coming back for him. You know, it's not like, you know, Max Harrison injury was minor. He had a bye week kind of before, you know, the practice window opened. So we kind of felt like that this was something the Bills were doing maybe a little on the conservative side to give him time to get healthy anyway. So I don't think it'll be this week. It could be. It's definitely possible. As for the impact, I'm not sure. I know Gabe can obviously play in this league. He's familiar with what the Bills want to do. You know, part of adding any receiver, which has been a big topic of conversation, obviously, for a number of people in Western New York, is that if you do that, you have to take one of Keon, Khalil Shakir, or Josh Palmer off the field. Now, Palmer's injured, so he's conveniently off the field anyway. But in terms of the long-term impact of bringing a new receiver in, you're not going to take Khalil Shakir off the field. He's the most dependable guy the Bills got in that part of the game. Taking Keon or Josh Palmer off the field is an early admission of a significant asset spend that is not working out. Doesn't mean the Bills won't do it, but it is part of the equation. And as for Gabe Davis, he at the very least offers some quality size depth. Curtis Samuel and Elijah Moore have kind of been rotating around in that 4th, 5th receiver spot. They don't offer you anything in terms of blocking in the run game or, you know, being able necessarily to be a more of a traditional X type receiver where Gabe Davis can do that. So there is help there. But adding Gabe Davis to me doesn't really change the equation of what the Bills are doing offensively. It's just another solid, respectable, competent professional that will replace the other guys, which have pretty much been that already. So if this is the solution for the Bills, I would be disappointed, even if I wouldn't be shocked at all if Gabe Davis gets a very extended look to be a more of a contributor to what the Bills have already.
And if it is the solution, it's going to obviously really bring a lot of, you know, ire from fans because fans want a wide receiver traded for. Where do you fall on, you know, how much they should be willing to look into that, or at least I should say really be active on that as far as resources are concerned and what type of player they should be looking for?
I'm calling for everybody who I think is available. I'm at least calling because this is not only maybe the number one need, but I think this is the player where I think you can get the most immediate impact because of how constricted the offense appears. The Bills can run the heck out of the ball. We know that. The offensive line is great. James Cook is great. You know, end of story, end of sentence. But what they have downfield outside of Shakir just has not been good enough, and Dalton Kincaid to a lesser extent. If you add in, you know, a real impact receiver, you know, I really think it takes this offense to elite, do whatever you need to do all the way in deep into January, you know, type level. It doesn't mean that adding on a defense can't help, but on defense, you know, I think you'd have to make multiple moves there. You have to bring in a defensive tackle and maybe a safety or, you know, corner if you're not quite sure on Max Hairston in terms of his long-term reliability as a solution. So if you want to talk about one guy that can really make a difference, I think receiver is probably the best opportunity to do that. That said, that one guy is probably going to be pretty difficult to acquire. It's going to be a heck of a lot easier with the assets and the cap space the Bills have to find a defensive tackle to help out with the problem there or to locate a safety. So it's a tough call. I don't envy Brandon Bean's spot this time around because it feels like there are more needs than the Bills have had in the last couple of trade deadlines. But to me, if you're going to plant my flag somewhere, it's going to be find an impact receiver and see if that can, you know, put your offense at ludicrous speed.
What about a defensive tackle? Is that a position you think? Now, they did obviously sign Jordan Phillips to the 53-man roster, but it's an area where they're still a little thin, especially considering the injury to Daquan Jones. We don't expect him to play this week. We'll see how the week unfolds. We know that no Ed Oliver's there. Is that an area where you think that they should look outside the organization or kind of keep balancing it internally given the resources?
Part of that is you know, what is the injury situation with Daquan Jones and T.J. Sanders? How soon do they expect both those guys back? Because if you bring those two back, you know, you do have what the Bills at least would envision as a pretty competent rotation. I mean, you'd have, you know, Daquan and, you know, Deion Walker could ostensibly be the top two guys, and T.J. Sanders and Larry Ogunjobi after that. It's not going to excite anybody in terms of a defensive tackle rotation, at least how the guys are, you know, currently playing. I mean, a year or two from now, T.J. Sanders and Deion Walker could be an entirely different conversation at D-tackle. But you'd have bodies, you know, depending on how soon those guys are going to be back. But if Daquan Jones is going to be another couple weeks, if T.J. Sanders is a guy that's not going to be available until deep into December, then, yeah, just to be functional, you probably need to bring somebody else in there. I mean, signing Jordan Phillips to the active roster was the bare minimum of covering for a defensive tackle. So it depends on how soon the two guys they have that they expect to be able to use there are going to be back. But, yeah, I'd be looking around for defensive tackle too, which makes the receiver conversation a little more complicated because if you're spending assets on the tackle, do you still have pieces left that you can spend at receiver? I mean, you can, but...
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
How much of your future do you want to mortgage on a team that's going to be cash-strapped for the foreseeable future that needs to hit on these draft picks to continue to stay functional? It's a It's not, look, it's a spot that I think 25 other GMs would gladly trade for, but it is not the easiest of positions for sure.
Let's talk about a couple of things Sean McDermott said recently. I thought it was notable yesterday. He was specifically asked about Terrell Bernard and his, you know, he didn't play last week. They said early in the game, we found out he was available on an emergency basis. He did suit up. He was active. He didn't play. It was Shaq Thompson. It was Joe Andreessen and Dorian Williams. And then this week in the media room, Sean was asked specifically, like, hey, when he's back, essentially, is it his job when he returns? I don't know. I remember how it was phrased. Sean didn't kind of say that, though, Thad. He basically said, well, you know, he sees the field like a coach, and he's a leader out there, and all those really great things that you say. And I don't know. Am I reading too much into it? Think that's kind of notable for Sean McDermott to say it like that?
So after you brought this up to me, I went back and listened to it yesterday just to get the exact tone and everything. And I think the way he answered it was a little more about the injury. So to answer your question, am I reading too much into it? Maybe a little. But you're right in the fact that he never once made it clear that that's Terrell Bernard's job and the Bills are fully confident with him doing it going forward. And I think it's a combination of, you know, Terrell Bernard probably has not had the year health-wise or otherwise that people would have hoped. But as we talked about yesterday, the best linebacker on this team right now is Shaq Thompson. And that's, I think, inarguable. And to be honest, I think Dorian Williams has played better than expected. And the Bills played that game yesterday without their two top linebackers and put together one of their better defensive performances of the year. And that's a credit to where Shaq Thompson and Dorian Williams are at linebacker. And I don't know if you had all four guys fully healthy, if Sean McDermott would right now with a blanket statement say Terrell Bernard and maybe Matt Milano are out, but that's absolutely a consideration with what the Bills have seen from the four guys they've gotten. The two guys who are backing up the starters have been really, really close to that level to where it wouldn't stun me to see any combo that you can dream up, you know, going forward from here. So, you know, if Shaq Thompson keeps playing the way he's been playing, it's just, frankly, it's hard to keep him off the field. And if that's at the expense of Terrell Bernard, there's a world where that makes some sense.
Okay, the other thing that we asked him about was right after the game, calling plays. It appeared from people watching TV, and then we got word on the sidelines, hey, let's take a look at this. And I couldn't tell necessarily was Sean McDermott calling the defensive plays. He always has a play sheet in his hand. But I get why people, you know, felt that because it seemed like it was kind of him talking more than normal. And then we asked him, and he said it's a joint effort. He did not deny him having a role in calling plays. He didn't outright say he's doing it, though. He said it's a joint effort. What do you make of all that?
So, number one, you know, for all the McDermott skeptics out there, this was a little kerosene for the fire because right after the Atlanta game, he was asked point blank, you know, have you considered taking play calling duties away from Bobby Babich? And he said no. Now, that was after the game where Bijan Robinson ran for like 10,000 yards in a new car. Well, this week, after the Bills hold Carolina to 9 points, 7 sacks, 3 turnovers, now Sean McDermott says that it's a joint effort. So whether that's relevant to, you know, what the Bills are going to do going forward on defense, I don't know. But if you're a McDermott skeptic out there, you can certainly say, there he is again. The thing about this is I would imagine that there are multiple times where the head coach is going to talk to the defensive coordinator about whatever, whether especially Monday through Saturday, but even during a game when the offense is on the field at halftime during one of the 18 timeouts you have during a game, I'm sure Sean McDermott is talking about, I want to do this, let's try this, even to the point where going into a series, he might say, hey, if we get third and long this time, I want to run this. The question that I have is there are a number of times in a game where you don't have the time for that conversation. So, for example, if it's 27-24, minute 30 to go, 3rd and 4 for the Chiefs at the Buffalo 40, and the Chiefs are running hurry up, I don't imagine Sean McDermott and Bobby Babich are having an extended conversation about what to call. One of the two of them is making the call. And right now, we don't know the answer about who that is. I don't know if it matters much. I think both guys can do the job. But that who is making that call in that spot, that's the thing that's in question right now.
Thad Brown on the West Her Hotline joining me, talking about the Bills and the Chiefs Sunday at 4 p.m. I'm glad that you said that he ran for 10,000 yards in a new car because you can come down here to Northtown Kia. It's where I'm sitting right now. And, Thad, you couldn't take advantage of the donuts, but you can always take advantage of the Amherst Resale Center, Northtown's newest location for used cars. Check out over 20 quality vehicles priced under $15,000, perfect for first-time buyers, students, or anyone looking for a dependable set of wheels without breaking the bank. You have a daughter now going to college, right? Is she started college this year or last year?
This year, yeah, she's been at Binghamton for two and a half months now, yeah, and enjoying it for sure. I mean, going through some of the growing pains that I think any teenager goes through being on their own for the first time. But she was very excited to go there, and I think as many 18-year-olds would, or as you would expect with many 18-year-olds, she's not too unhappy with being away from mom and dad for an extended period of time. So it's going well.
I totally get that. All right, so let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. Actually, real quick, on defense, Jordan Hancock, you expect him to sprinkle more in than what we've seen last week a little bit there with third play of the game he comes in for Jordan Poyer. It's a passing down, but do you expect more of that going forward?
I think, I don't know about more, but I think it'll continue to happen as long as Taylor Rapp is out. And, you know, they talked about it, that touchdown-saving tackle on the one breakaway run that the Panthers had in the second quarter there. I will say it was not the greatest angle he took, but he made the tackle, which is what you need. So, Jordan Poyer, I know the Bills trust him. I know they feel like that he knows what he's doing, where to be. But obviously he's on very much the backside of his career athletically. Whereas Jordan Hancock, you know, he came into the league as kind of a nickel safety hybrid. I always thought he'd be much better as a safety. Well, now the door is open to kind of see if that's the case. So I think the Bills will still certainly continue to try it.
All right, let's look at the other side of the ball here, because obviously Joe Brady is facing a lot of ire from fans, especially after he said he has no concerns about the passing game. Now, I think that's a lot of coach speak. You want to show faith in your guys, and, you know, they are still winning football games, you know, for the most part. They're 5-2. But you do have Josh Allen, your MVP quarterback. Seems like they can't throw the ball downfield. There's always some blame to go around, Thad. We know that. But from your standpoint, when you watch games, when you watch film, is it more of a scheme issue? Is it more of a player issue? Is it even more of a quarterback issue?
Yeah, I think it's more of a player issue. And going back to the way Brady talked about it, you know, he said later, I think it was this week, he said, look, if I don't have confidence in my guys, how are they going to have confidence in themselves? And
right.
I think that's one
yep.
of the smartest things he said. I think he's totally right about that. As for the problem, the way I see it is there are not enough guys who are winning down the field, point blank, period, end of story. And this is including, you know, Khalil Shakir, Dalton Kincaid. They are better than the rest of the group, but they're still not, you know, high level in that way. Shakir's really good at breaking down his zone, not quite as good when he gets going against man coverage. So the way it looks to me is that, and Josh Allen talked about this, not directly, but if you read between the lines, after the, you know, Carolina game, he said, look, you know, there are times when I get too eager to make a play, when I'm not trusting what's downfield. And he's trying to put it on him. The way I see it as Josh Allen is telling you that there are too many times when I drop back and I look downfield and I go through my options, I'm saying, I'm losing there, I'm losing there, I'm losing there, I'm losing there. And the only option he feels like he has to make it work is the scramble. And you're seeing it. There were two or three plays where he left the pocket when there was absolutely zero pressure. It feels like, and I've been using this analogy all week. So I remember when you were growing up, there were those games that you play at home where it's like a little plastic container filled with water, and you got to kind of like let the basketballs float down into the
yes.
basket. And
yes.
as the ball, like if it's going bad for you, right, you see the ball is just trailing the wrong way. The only way to fix it is to shake the thing up really fast. Like, maybe this will help. When Josh Allen scrambles, that's him shaking things up. That's the only option he's got, because the way it looks in structure is just not working. And the tough part is that the Bills have a really good offensive line that generally gives Allen a ton of time that he can't take advantage of, because sitting back in the pocket is just a losing proposition for him. So the problems you have down the field are now bleeding into the protection, what the quarterback is trying to do, how he executes the offense. And I don't see how this gets better without bringing in a new body, because for the most part, these receiving options are mostly entrenched in how they are, how effective they are, what they
yep.
do well, and just they don't do the things well enough the Bills need to unlock to just find a release valve for this passing game.
Hey, before I let you go, Lindy Ruff says Noah Oslin will go back down to Rochester. The Amherst off to a good start, 6-2, and Isaac Rosine, 5 goals, 7 assists over the first 8 games. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, Isaac Rosine, by the way.
Thank you. I always do that. I'm sorry.
He's got, like, the most difficult name that I've ever seen in hockey to pronounce, and I know exactly what I'm saying. Look, he's probably too good for this league right now, bottom line. I know that the Sabres have looked at him a little bit in Buffalo, but as a AHL player, as a AAA player, you know, he is as talented as it gets. And this team, you know, again, with Devin Levi down here again, this is a team that not only is very talented for this level, but they're now pretty experienced, especially at the top, for, you know, how to operate, what works here. And look, I'll tell you what, as a Rochester guy, as someone who covers this team, if we get Levi and Roseanne and this team into April and May, I am prepared for another long playoff run. I mean, they're really fun. They're really good. You know, obviously the vagaries of hockey season and injuries and anything else will change that. But the Amerks are, and it's unusual because this team is usually talented, but young and inexperienced. And this year, they're talented, young, and with a decent measure of experience. So it does make it exciting, at least the way things are set up for Rochester fans right now.
All right, Sunday, Bills, Chiefs, 4:25 p.m. on CBS, WROC-TV in Rochester, of course, where you can catch it. Also, Bills Kickoff Live. We're going to have a show still at 11 a.m., right?
Absolutely. Yeah, every week.
All right, so make sure people are tuned into that. And, Thad, tell everybody where else they can follow you and all the great content you're providing for Bills fans.
Yeah, Thad Brown 7 on X, Instagram. Also, we have a new digital channel, Rochester First. You download it to your Roku, your Fire Stick, your Apple TV. We have our Bills recap show there. We also do daily content, Monday through Thursday, half-hour show. You can find it on WIVB Plus 2 in Buffalo every night, 8:30 or 9. I think it's 8:30. We wrap up the day in whatever is going on with the Bills, talk about that week's game, opinions. You'll see Josh Reed, Carl Jones, occasionally Matt Parrino on there too, all the guys here in Rochester. So a ton of stuff Bills-wise going on, at least in my life for now.
All right, buddy. I'll see you Sunday. I'll save you a donut, all right? Thanks for doing this
today. Appreciate it.
You got it. Thad Brown right there. All right, good guy right there, Thad Brown. Okay, we'll take a timeout here. Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. That's where I am, Sal Capaccio, in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Paul Hamilton coming up. We're going to talk Sabres-Bruins tonight. Sabres are in Beantown to take on the Boston Bruins, a chance to climb over 500 here for the first time this year. We'll see if they can do that. We'll hear about it on the radio, and we'll hear from Paul Hamilton next on WGR.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.